Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Forced Studio Orgasm. In this file, you will be hypnotized in a broadcasting studio and forced to orgasm in front of the many, many viewers that will see the live event while you, well, have very little choice in what's going to happen. You might get to enjoy it in a different way. The studio itself is quite modern. Several cameras with people operating them, making sure that the set, which is very well lit, is always properly done. Two very luxurious chairs with a small table in between sit there like a standard interviewing set. The background, a kind of abstract piece of art fitting to the channel. However, that's not where the interesting things are. Just close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself. You've been invited. In fact, you even volunteered for this interview and demonstration. Even if you don't quite remember the full details of how this happened, you remember that you were looking forward to this, and you were very curious to find out how this would go. Now, the host appears to be a very well-dressed, very nice man that invites you in, pointing you where things are and what to do during the whole demonstration, that if the light is on underneath the camera, that it's nice to look there, and that you can mostly just ignore everything else that's happening around you. You notice an earpiece that he's wearing. You wonder what kind of things he'll hear while you are being brought into trance. The chair itself is remarkably comfortable. At first, it feels a little firm, but as soon as you sit down, you sort of sink into it. It's comfortable in temperature as well, and the studio itself is well lit, but not too horribly bright. You imagine that sometimes in a studio the lights would be almost so warm that it would be uncomfortable. But maybe modern technology with LED lighting and maybe even the choice of gentler lights have helped this to be a very comfortable, almost safe place. Now, the main camera in front of you looks a bit strange. There's like a panel before the lens that's currently not lit. You wonder if it's used for teleprompting or lines or whatever they use. However, it's just off for now. Now it's my time to begin the demonstration. After the demonstration, there might be an interview, if you're still up for it. But for now, it looks like you're all ready to begin. Let me just sit down and, well, you might have heard of the power of hypnosis and how it can be used for various things, helping you to study or become more relaxed. But there's many other features and facts that a lot of people don't know. So I hope that you feel comfortable being shown off here in front of, well, millions of people watching, millions of screen displaying your every reaction. Now, of course, it's a little strange to realize that those cameras are a window into a whole world out there of so many strangers' eyes that gaze at you right now. And every movement you make, every blink, every thought even, is visible to them. Fortunately for you, you don't have to speak. There's no lines to learn. All you have to do is just follow along. Now, I'm sure that you've wondered if the kind of hypnosis that you see in movies and TV is real. Well, it's TV and stuff, it's not exactly real, but there's some truth to it. See, a lot of people get very deeply fascinated by certain visuals. If you look over there, just next to the red light of the camera that's looking at you, you might notice some strange patterns passing by on the screen. And the more you stare at those strange patterns, the more you notice how my voice seems to take control of the moment. Your body is so very comfortable in the chair. It can just sink away as it leans back and lets your thoughts be no more than a blissful blankness that blankets the moment. The really interesting thing about hypnosis that I've always found is that trance itself doesn't feel like anything. You could go into an incredibly deep trance without even noticing, just by staring at some strange patterns on a panel or being watched by so many eyes at the same time. Can you imagine how you'll look for them? How you show up on their screens? How they can see your face relaxing more and more, your expression vacant, your eyes blank, and your body reacting to anything and everything that I could do to it. Now, if at any point you find yourself drifting or momentarily wondering what's going on, all you have to do is just stare at the moving patterns that pull you deeper and allow you to feel so good. The people around you are unimportant. The camera's moving to get a close-up of your blank, expressionless face are there, and you don't have to think about them at all. In fact, maybe you'll be unaware of how many people can see you right now, how you're live on millions of screens all over the world, showing how you've fallen deeper and deeper. The real subtlety lies in those details, like your mouth beginning to hang open just a little, and your breathing having slowed down without you even noticing. And we're going to make sure to record this from every angle. Now, one of the things that some people don't know about hypnosis is how it can inspire lust, craving, rampant arousal. But it's going to be a while before I allow you to feel all of that. No, it's much more fun to build it up. As the deeper you fall and the more normal this all seems, the more intense the pleasure will become. Oh yes, the building desire that your mind will find incredibly alluring is going to give you something to want. Now, it would be incredibly depraved if you wanted to touch while all of these people are watching. And at no point am I going to tell you to do so or deny you. No, there's only one thing right now that, well, you'll find out. So let yourself drop deep and listen. Listen to how my words take your mind more and more into a state where you don't have a choice. There was a choice once, long before you stepped into this place. But now you are following, listening. Your body and mind can only surrender. Subtle sensations may begin to play along your skin, as if many hands are touching you all over, fingers caressing across and along, everywhere there's sensitivity and sensuality. At first, it's easy to track the different sensations, but rapidly it grows out of control, as if you're being teased by tens, maybe hundreds of hands, while you sink deeper and deeper into the chair. You feel feather light touches everywhere, building up more and more. And as it does so, it might inspire your body to move. But remember, you're not alone. There's all these professionals watching in the camera transmitting your image to millions of viewers. If you give in to the desire, it will be seen, heard, even felt by everyone. That desire is growing stronger and stronger. The featherlight touches remain so soft that they're frustrating, tempting you to do more, helping you crave to feel. And there's an almost subtle guiding theme somewhere in the patterns that you're watching. They're telling you to give in, to surrender, to allow yourself to be exposed like this for the lust that you feel. And the arousal is growing stronger and stronger, every second becoming more difficult to resist. Your whole body is slowly growing in desire. And just for fun, I am going to count down from 10 to 1. And with every count, the pleasure will amplify, will allow you to feel so good, not that you have a choice. 10, 9, 8, see, all I have to do is count. 7, 6, 5, or maybe I should stop here just to show you that you have no control. 4, 3, 2. Now, while it's wonderful to notice all the reactions in your body, especially as they display to all our viewers, I'm not done teasing you or taking you yet. It's difficult to decide where the voice is coming from, or perhaps I'm just walking around you, teasing you from different angles. That arousal, that desire, that craving to touch is growing with every breath, with every sensation, every wave of pleasure. It's growing. And that powerful feeling moving along your spine like waves is fueled by my fire, my control. And I just heard that our viewership is increasing rapidly. Apparently your reactions are very visible. This will definitely make a good show. 10, every count stronger. 9, as you have no choice. 8, you know what can happen. 7, as you go deeper and deeper. 6, while you are somewhat aware of what's happening. 5, almost as if you're trapped in your body. 4, while I take control. 3, the arousal so strong. 2, much to resist. One. And inside the dream, you can wake and become aware of how you're sitting there moaning in front of all of these people, many of whom you can't even see as the information is streamed live from this studio to many, many viewers, and still growing as well. Now that frustration is going to cost you, because I don't think you can hold back any longer. Now, it's slowly becoming time to push you to an edge, and you have no choice in the matter. You are listening and obeying without thinking, and your body will do exactly as I say. Regardless of whatever you choose to do, your orgasm will wait for my command. And when the command comes, so will you, without choice. Because when I will command you to feel that release, you will. Give them a wonderful show as you feel it flow through you. Now, an edge at first is even nicer. Just imagine all those hands touching you deeper, more firm. And as I count down from 10 to nothing, that is all that remains of your thoughts, while the pleasure increases to ways that seem almost impossible. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, close, but not quite. Wanting me to say the word that will push you over the edge, but no, even if you don't want to, you're still going to feel this. Even if you try to resist, the pleasure will only grow stronger. If you try to deny the desire that is inside, you will be so deeply affected. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Close. For comfort, but no, we're not letting you do or feel what you want to feel, because there's so much going on and so much to do. I want to make this a show that they will enjoy, a show that they will remember for a long time. Now, in a moment, when I count you down again to the edge, when I wake you, you will stay right on that edge, aware of how many are watching you, how you're being transmitted to all around the world, and that there's nothing you can do to stop it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and wake inside the dream the desire that seems to be so strong, as you almost see a reflection in the camera, the patterns, the spiral still flowing along, making you so confused. Is this something you want? Is this something you asked for? Or is this being done to you against your will? Do you even remember how you got here? Are you currently masturbating visible to so many people? Or have you been able to restrain yourself? You're afraid to look down and find out the truth. Yes, now it is time. Time to push you over the edge, because I will make you. All the power of hypnosis, all the control that has been building up inside of you, a whirlwind of desires, is going to be exploded in a release that will give you no choice but to ride those waves into oblivion. 10, 9, you have no choice. 8, on the edge. 7, so nice and deep. 6, feeling so good. 5, being pushed. 4, so close to the edge. 3, no choice. 2, so very close. 1, and I'm making you come. While everyone is watching, while everything is being recorded, while everything is being live streamed, and all the angles are being shown. This is what hypnosis can do with mind and body. And as your body is slowly sinking back into the chair, the waves of orgasm slowly allowing you to become aware of what just happened. I wonder what is going through your mind. The chair seems to almost fade away, as if you're lifted out of it, still limp and powerless, carried to somewhere else, all the way to a different room, a different place, where you're put into a position that seems quite natural for you to relax in. Where your body is safe and sound, and all of this must have been a dream. Surely, millions of people haven't just seen you orgasm. One, two, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Now, there's still some time before you're truly back to the world, as your body and mind are slowly awakening and realizing everything that just happened. Give yourself some time to stretch and recover. Just imagine that if you need any comfort, that it's right there. Perhaps a blanket, a glass of water, some soft caresses or cuddles, and knowing that you did very well. Well done.